Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki.
Hello, here I am. Welcome to the show. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Starting the week off fresh. It's Tuesday, guys. Welcome to the show. Anya Marina is here.
Hey, Bubba.
With gorgeous lipstick on. Is that a new color? A
it's
new
three
shot?
Colors in one. It
three
is.
In one.
It's
you mixed
a
it
hybrid.
I saw you had some new lipstickies on
them
tour
all lined
this weekend. How do you pick them out? Do you order them online? Do you go
out of desperation?
Right, but like, where do you go? Like, how do you know?
I cry.
Lipsticks
I
are hard to. You just show up crying at a Sephora.
Believe it or not, these are hand-me-downs from Kate Walsh. I just get stuff from my celebrity friends. I have two, you and Kate.
But when did she, give that? Like, were you just over at her house and she's like, here's my lipsticks drawer, girl, go.
Yeah. She's like, I got sent all this shit. Do you want it? And she gave me a huge box of stuff, which I have made last, I think, 3.5 years. But I got hooked on this one. It's Anastasia. And it's soft pink. People ask me about this all the time. I'm not one
yeah,
of those
that
girls.
One's good.
Actually, I am one of those girls that hates giving my secrets away. But I'm telling you now because I want you. This is the best lipstick. Soft pink.
Every
matte
girl is a girl who hates giving secrets away. That's why I never trust people who give their secrets away because it's not really their secret. Unless it's me telling you the plant squalane, do not buy it on Amazon. Do not. I made the mistake this weekend.
Oh,
I've heard rumors that buying skincare on Amazon, you get, sometimes they have the bottles, but then they'll put different stuff in it. That's cheap. But I only thought that would be for high-end products. You know, your Drunk Elephants, your Oribe's. I don't know. Whatever the fuck is, like over $20 for a thing. Mine's $7.50 for a little thing. $5 on Sephora. I don't even know why I went to Amazon. I paid $10. It was in a bundle and I paid $20 for it. So I go, oh, it's more. It arrives. I've been using this stuff for over 5 years. I know what the consistency is. And this was gelatinous and the real consistency is more water. And I'm like, I got screwed. So do not buy your skincare on Amazon. Do not buy your skincare on Amazon. Do not buy your skincare on Amazon. They are repackaging it with cheaper shit. And it's like, and you think that why would they do that for a $5 thing? How much more money could they save by, it's $5, but they do. And I wrote an angry review. It's the first review I've ever written on Amazon for anything because people
what
need
did you
to
say?
Know. I just said this product, I've heard rumors of this happening, and this is 100% happening because I've used this product forever. The packaging is exactly the same, down to the cardboard box the little thing comes in, but inside it is not the product. And it made me mad because this is my number one product, and I just imagine someone has the chance to find this product and it to change their life the way it did me. And if I would have bought this product for the first time from Amazon, I would never use it again. And I would still be wearing night creams that are $80 that don't absorb anything. And this is it's changed my life. So do not buy it from Amazon. Buy it from Sephora. It's super cheap.
What's it called again?
It's The Ordinary 100% Plant Squalane. And
Squalane.
The Ordinary is the best skincare stuff. It's
wow. Okay, cool.
Clean, it's cheap, and it's simple. I just love it. But yeah, that, and then Anastasia Light Rose, what the hell was
soft
it called?
Pink. Soft pink. Soft labia, and it's matte. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, your ideal shade for your lips is the color of your nipple. We do know that.
So mine is brown. I love brown.
No, I'm guessing yours are like translucent a little, like pinkish.
My nips?
Yeah. Like mine, because we have the same kind of skin tone. I guess I've never seen your nips. You've seen mine so many times.
I thought yours were perfect and kind of like a brownie thing.
They can be brown sometimes, but then when they're like not, they're like more pink. Like,
oh, maybe it has to do with
cold. You know, like
cold?
When they're harder, they get brown because they condense.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They condense. No one needs to hear this. They do. The skin condenses. I bet men's balls do the same thing when you're cold and it contracts your ball. Yes. Color gets probably darker.
Yeah.
What was I just going to say about tits? I do want to say that to toot my own tits, I was doing a – I can't do it. That was Anya's voice, by the way. Do it again,
that was
Anya.
Nikki's left tit. Here's her right one.
Yeah. That's so good. That's so good. My stylist, Danny and Emma, they do a lot of celebrities. And the other day when we were fitting for the Critics' Choice Awards and Chris was there, they did me a favor. I don't even know they did it because Chris was there, but they were like, because my tits were like falling out of this one dress. I like bent over and they just both came out. I'm like, guys, this isn't going to work. I was like fastening my shoe and they both came out and I came back up and I'm like, they're both out, fully out. Like, it was like I was like a woman in a tribe who was like feeding her child. You know, when the kid just like takes the tit out, like it was so that it was a dress made for that. And so, and they, Emma was like, one of my friends just asked me recently, who of all our clients has the best boobs? And it was hands down you. And I was are you
serious? I've never seen
serious?
Anything like,
And she was like, that is so, I was like, that, I don't even care if I won a Critics' Choice Awards. You've seen so many famous, they've seen Jessica Alba's tits. I mean, I don't know if she saw it because that day they had to rock, paper, scissors because they either had to work with me or Jessica Alba. So one of them had to take each of them. And I gotta be honest, they were hoping to get me. Because I'm a good hang. And they didn't know. Alba ended up being great, but they were like, she could be fucking hard to deal with. Because guess what? Most celebrities are not that pleasant of people. The higher up you go, you're kind of an asshole. I'm just tired of it. Tired of hearing stories about successful people being jerks. Beloved people that you love. It's not just Ellen. This is the thing, like, there's so many more Ellens, people that you love who are just genuinely mean to people all the time.
And you hear
because
it from
of
this,
what?
The
they're famous?
Stylist.
What did you say?
And you hear it, you hear the real deal from the stylist.
You hear it from trainers, you hear it from stylists, it from drivers. This is makeup artists. They're all talking. A lot of them are like, you know, really diplomatic about it, but you ask around and you know who's cunty. And you know what? Go on Demois. You'll find out there too. You'll find out I eat a dry salad with lots of pepper, but you won't hear I'm a cunt. And if you do, I'm telling you, they had it coming. Because I don't treat people cruelly, especially people who are waiting on me and doing jobs for me, getting paid less to do so much more hard work than me just sitting there and memorizing some lines. It's just insane to me that actors or talent, the word talent just needs to get out of the fucking door. That's what we're referred to on set. Talent's coming through, talent walking. And I'm like, easy. I'm hosting F-Boy Island. It doesn't take that much. Mediocrity coming through. luck coming through. Her parents supported her for 5 years when most people's parents would have pulled out. Otherwise, she would be, you know, working at a middle school right now, coming through.
That's what they should do. Like, all your former credits. Former substitute teacher in...
Yeah.
former babysitter.
It's just the word talent. It just makes you walk in a room like, oh my God, who am I? And yeah, you need to have a little confidence. I recently told Chris I'm not staying at an Airbnb in LA when we go out there. That is a place where, an affordable place. I'm not doing it. I had a good year. I want to be somewhere that makes me feel nice. I want to be in luxury. It sucks that to have a nice place in LA, it's like $800 a fucking night. And I know that that is horrifying to some people. And they're like, Nikki, you couldn't be more out of touch. I know. But I don't want to feel like I'm roughing it anymore because it really depresses me. And even if like, we stayed in a really nice place, but it was so expensive. But it was not super nice, but it was so expensive in Santa Monica.
What do you like to have
on like a homeless encampment? It's like, you know, you gotta pay up. What?
What do you like to have? Like, what is it? Because you said that it doesn't make you feel
nice.
Good. What do
nice
you like?
Nice walls, nice decor, tasteful like space, clean nice
texture. She wants textured wallpaper.
I want textured walls like my mean friend Sarah Lena. I want things to be nice. I don't want pictures of like, you know, that you got it.
Home goods
of like a beach setting. I don't care what it is, but I just want some taste, and I want space, and I want to be able to sing really loud and not have the neighbors complain. I want that, and I just want to feel like a little bit special.
Sing is code for have sex with Chris.
No, we're not having sex right now. Are you kidding me? We're both so busy. This is not, it's not happening. I just need to wail Taylor Swift songs about how not having sex. No, I am satisfied. Don't you worry about it. But we're not having screaming sex anymore. Where I have to
remember that person that asked if you were being murdered.
I was auditioning for the new Saw franchise movie coming out. It was one of the torture scenes. I just want to feel nice. But here's the thing. That's my like out of touch celebrity thing. It's like Nikki needs to stay at a place that's $1,000 a night or whatever the hell it's going to cost. But you know what I don't need is to treat people badly to make myself feel better. And that's what most celebrities do. And they're staying at nice places. So before you roll your eyes at me, which I would too, and be like, you really need to stay in a nice place. At least I don't like want to make people feel bad about themselves all the time. Like so many celebrities do. It's kind of gross. You don't even want, because then you have to be friends with these people because they're at the top and you have to act like you get invited to the things they go to and you have to like schmooze with them. And then you like are friends with assholes. I don't know. I don't know where you draw the line where you're like, I don't really want to be friends with you guys, but it would help my career. And then maybe I could get more information to ruin you someday when you die and I write a tell-all. That's why I love Kathy Griffin. No holds.
Yes. Someone recently,
like I was been posting this woman who does dubs over celebrities. Her name is Simontina or something. I forget.
Oh, yeah.
Her.
She's so funny. She's I was so watching all funny. Her videos today.
How good are they? The Gwyneth one I posted, I was like, I only post Gwyneth when she's being mocked because get her off your screen. If you are following Goop or Gwyneth, do yourself. This is like, we should do Goopless January. You know how people are doing dry January? See how it feels to get Gwyneth and all of that bullshit. Any influencer who has a green juice perfect life, get them off your feed and see how you feel. Drink as much as you want. Drink alcohol all you want in January. Use drugs. Get those people off your feed where you don't see them every day and see how it makes you feel, because it does feel great. The second I took Gwyneth and Goop off my feed, I don't have to deal with that shit anymore. And you don't see it. You're not comparing yourself. Maybe you guys have less of a problem with it than I do, but I can't handle it. So that girl is so funny
her.
Making
Lisa
fun of
Lisa Timmons now. Is her name.
Yes, Lisa Timmons. Oh, she's so funny. She's me with us like writing, like she feels the same way about celebrities I do. Except
my favorite
Taylor Swift.
Was
she had one about her and I was like, easy.
Oh, she
you
did.
Back away. You back off, bitch.
The thing about J-Lo applying bronzer.
Oh, that was so good.
Just being like, a little melanin is really great, but just the right amount.
Not too much because I want a career, but the one with Viola Davis talking to everyone about all these white people about
Nepo babies.
No, she's talking about just black people in film and being like, it's just so good. This woman is so good. So yeah. What's the name again?
Lisa Timmons.
Lisa Timmons, T-I-M-M-O-N-S. So check her stuff out. My nose is bleeding today.
What?
Because I just washed my face and I forgot to take off my pinky ring. I don't know if I think I'm in the mob or something, why I have a pinky ring, but my sister bought me like a really expensive like pair of pants at this what's it called, thrift store in St. Louis, this really cool thrift store, and they were like gold and they're really cool to wear on stage. And she was like, they fit me, so they'll probably fit you. Did not fit me, embarrassing, whatever. So I returned them, and this store had nothing I wanted. I mean, my sister was like, you wait till you get in the store, you'll want everything. And I'm like, why do you want to dress like a sister wife? Like, I don't get what's going on.
Oh, like, really? It was all like Laura Ashley stuff?
It just wasn't my style. I like, my sister and I just differ in that way. But I found this little gold ring that has a J or a P. I don't know what it has. It is a signet, but it fits only on my pinky. And it hooked today when I was washing my nose on my nose and ripped the cartilage like horribly. And so my nose outside, my nostrils bleeding pretty bad. It made me feel alive because it hurts so bad. Sometimes, you know, when you hurt yourself, you bang your head and there's no blood and you're like, come on, give me something. I just suffered so much. No one's going to be able to tell that this was actually painful. I love a little blood. It's a perfect amount. It looks like a little dot. Like I almost have a piercing there. But
I felt really like that when I slipped and fell on black ice in Kalamazoo leaving the hotel room. And I fell like an animated character slipping and falling. I was like, phew, and then like landed on my back. And then this Pellegrino bottle, I watched it in slow motion. It fell and then it just shattered all around me. And I was like, oh, I hope I have some kind of cool wound for how much pain I'm feeling on my hand. And there's nothing. It was just like I skinned my hand, but you couldn't see anything.
Yeah. There's like an indent of gravel, but that's it. And you're just like, it looks like you were just sleeping on some gravel. And the people are just like, I don't have any sympathy for you unless it's bleeding. Like, you need blood to get that simp. We were in Kalamazoo. We were in Joliet, Illinois, like depressing, like Midwest cities, cold. I say that as being from a depressing Midwest city, cold St. Louis. So I'm throwing rocks in my cold glass house. I understand that. But yeah, we stayed in like kind of shitty hotels because there's like no nice hotel. There was a nice hotel in Kalamazoo. I guess it was really too expensive. It's like, you know, if it were just me on the road, I'd be staying nice places. But you got to put up, you know, for us, it's just two rooms. So maybe we should bump it up anyway. We stayed at like places that I would have stayed when I was like working in honky tonks. And just like, it's fine. Like when I was literally, I went to Kalamazoo in probably 2005 and worked at some like sports bar. And then they put you at the Super 8 across. And now that Super 8 is now a Home 2 Suites. And it's like a little bit, it was nice. Things are clean. The staff was nice. One guy in Kalamazoo, the front desk, knew me, which is always sweet. But Staybridge Suites. Yeah. In Kalamazoo. Shout out to Zeke, who worked the front desk or whatever his name is. It was something like Zeke. And he was a fan, and he kept trying to get my attention, and I was just not in the mood for it because there were lots of people in the lobby. I just didn't want to have a moment. I could tell his comment was going to be inappropriate. I could just tell. But then I went to the gym, and I forgot my key in the gym, so I had to go to the front desk to ask to get let back in the gym, and of course Zeke is there, and he's like, let's be, and he goes, and I'm on the phone with my fucking egg-freezing doctor as I'm doing it, and he's talking to me, and I'm like, sorry, I'm on the phone. I'm just in a rush. I need to get a key. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude, but I'm on the phone. I'm muting the phone, and then I unmute, and I'm like, yeah, I can do that. So I start injections on this day, and he's just like, I just have to tell you. I'm like, you don't have to just tell me anything. I just told you I'm on the phone. It's your job to get me a key. Let me back in the gym. I wasn't being rude at all. And then he has to stop me and say, I just need to say, did you bring a hastily packed suitcase? Which is a reference to my joke about my vagina, which is inappropriate, Zeke. I know it. And I said, oh, that's a good, because it's travel related hotel. But also,
that
I'm like,
was generous.
Don't talk about my vagina. I know I do, but why do you think you can?
I got it, dude. I got to tell you this quick thing about your clit. I'm a huge
and, you know, people bring me pictures of hastily packed suitcases for me to sign. People reference hastily packed suitcase all the time. If you're buying tickets to my show, fine. Say whatever you want to me. Just know that I am rolling my eyes and making fun of you behind your back because do better. But I do love, I mean, I met so many besties this weekend. They were all so sweet. They all are just like people I would hang out with. There's none of that weirdness. There was one weird guy, really weird guy this weekend. And it was ironic because he was at a show where we had cops. I've started getting cops at my shows because I'm scared someone's going to Christina Grimmy me. Look it up if you've never heard of it. It's the most horrifying thing ever. She is a girl that was on, I believe, The Voice, and then she was at a meet and greet, and someone just came up and shot her point blank, a guy that was in love with her. And she had never even met him before, and he had for months been talking about her and telling people that it was his girlfriend and that they talked online, and he got hair transplant for her. He got a trainer. He got in shape. And then he didn't even try to, like, meet her. He just walked up to her and shot her. I'm like, why did you get a hair transplant? And then her brother immediately tackles him to the ground while his sister is bleeding to death because she's got shot point blank in the chest and I think in the head. Mm-hmm. And then the guy struggles away and then shoots himself. So we never got any answers. But I oftentimes at meet and greets, men will come up to me with their hands in their pockets. Single men, solo men, which I don't have a problem with. In fact, I encourage people to go solo to my shows. But they walk up and they have their hand in their pocket because they're nervous. And they look nervous. And guess what? You would be nervous before you met someone you really cared about. And you would also be nervous before you killed someone you really care about. That would be a nervous guy. So the energy is the same. And so I honestly, probably 5 times in my career, have braced myself to die. Where I go, this is it. This 50-50 odds you're about to die right now. And I'm sick of feeling that way. So I'm going to start having cops come just to, like, at least shoot the guy if he shoots me. They're not really going to have a chance to tackle him before he just pulls out a gun and shoots me. I really don't have a preventative. I got to start doing maybe metal detectors, lie detector tests where people go, do you have a gun? And then a little man with a machine goes, he's not lying. But this weekend, a guy comes up. And these people come up before him and they're like really sweet, take a picture, and they go, get ready for the guy. And then next up, and I go, oh, thanks for the warning. I could already tell this guy was causing trouble because I'm just, you know, you just sense your surroundings. And he comes up and he goes, they were no fun. I go, why? And he was like, I goosed them. They didn't like it. I go, what do you mean you goosed them? He's like, I goosed them. And I was like, and if you don't know what goose means, it means you, like, grab their butt like a goose would. Like a goose, if it was biting you, just you kind of like honk, 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 you know? It's to a vagina. It's to a butt. I knew about goosing because in the 90s, my aunt got goosed. She was at Ace Hardware picking up something for my grandma, and we were all at the house, and she came back, and she was like, I got goosed! And we were all laughing because we had never heard of it. And everyone's just like, I look back on it and I'm like, so sorry, Aunt Nancy, that we all laughed that you got goosed because everyone didn't know what that was. And then you told us what it was and we still laughed. I will say I was in 4th grade, so I was allowed to still laugh because I didn't understand what sexual harassment was. But the rest of my family, shame on you. Aunt Nancy got goosed by a stranger at a fucking Ace Hardware. And this guy's goosing people in my line. And I go, why are you goosing? He goes, can I goose you? And I go, no. But you know what? You can ask me if you can goose me. Do that. And he goes, I used to goose a lot of women back at the bars and I used to goose them all the time. And I go, why? I go, don't goose women. He goes, I don't. And I go, you promise me right now, you will never goose another person. That is weird. And he goes, I don't even go to bars. And I go, but you will go to a bar someday and you might pick up goosing again. And I go, all you have to do is ask. Ask if you can goose someone. Honestly, that is okay to me. Just ask for consent. And he was like, okay. And it was just like, the cops are right there. I'm like, get this guy. The goosing man of Kalamazoo from 1997 who has probably multiple reports of goosing women Kroger. That's him. That's your guy. He just admitted to it in front of cops. It was wild. I've never heard of anything but that's the thing.
He's like, that's my whole thing though. I goose. Like, that's what I'm known for. They call me the goose.
He was with someone too. And I go, how can you let this guy out? Like, get this guy out of here. It was just so wild to me. And it made me realize that, like, creeps don't even fucking know they're creeps. They're so stupid. They, like, he thought it was funny to goose people. Like, I'm not saying not all creeps know, but, like, some creeps get off from the fact that they are creeps and they like that part of it. But this guy, like, genuinely thought goosing was, like, a fun pastime or something.
Yeah, it's just a cute word for inappropriate touch.
Unreal. And I'm so sorry to the people in front of me. I think he did it to the man, and he said she was pissed. Like, his girlfriend was pissed. And I go, she had every right to be. Fuck you for goosing. So don't
Why do guys goose each other's balls? I've seen this a lot, like, with guy friends. They'll, like,
because they're dying for affection. They're dying to be touched. And the only way they, like, can do it is, like, in a
flicking, you know, a towel
hyperbolic gay way. So it's, like, not really touching, because I would never fucking
dying to.
but I really want warmth, and I'm just going to go for your scrotum because that way no one will ever misconstrue that I'm actually seeking intimacy with my with fellow men. But that's really what I want. I want to touch someone, but I got to do it in a jokey way. We got to go to break. We'll come back with more of my thoughts about things that I don't know about and have really no degree for right after this. Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they're all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good. Have you ever seen a girl with a perfect wardrobe and everything just looks like clean and put together and you know she's not rich and you're like, how is this happening? I swear to God, this bitch knows about Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. Did you hear me say washable silk tops? Yes, washable. I have a silk dress from them and I did wash it and it still looks great. It is such like a cute piece that I will have forever that just matches with everything. Add some Quince pieces to your wardrobe to just elevate the whole thing. People will think you shop in France. I know you're thinking, well, Nikki, why is Quince so cheap? There's always a reason. Well, it's because they directly partner with top factories. They cut out the middleman and they pass the savings on to you. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Nikki.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Okay. Also, wait, there was another story that I was dying to tell about this weekend.
I know. I have on my list Goose and Guy.
Yeah, Goose and Guy was out of control. The shows were really fun. We had a good time. You had fun, right?
Oh, my God. It was so fun. You were riffing on songs in Joliet, and it was like the first time I had seen you kind of just riffing and doing jokes in the middle of singing. I was like, oh, there's something happening here. It was really cool. It was fun.
Yeah, I wanted to sing Antihero because that's the song I've been practicing with my voice coach who is very encouraging, and he helped me. We worked on that song the other day, and so it was like, oh, I guess in Kalamazoo, I was like, the sound is so good. I kind of want to just like sing an extra song because I sang one song with you. And then I was like, I want another one. Why are people calling me? My fucking front desk is calling me. Something's happening downstairs. A fire. I'm in trouble. Do you ever feel like you're in trouble everywhere you go?
It's probably just like, your protein bars arrived, ma'am.
I wish. Really,
I always think a phone call means I'm in trouble. That's so funny.
I'm in trouble. Yes. I almost got in trouble this weekend. I like smoked a little weed in my hotel room in Kalamazoo because I was about to go work out. It's not like I'm smoking weed to be like, just hang out there all day and fucking jerk off and watch fucking anime. I do it so I can like get shit done. And I smoked a little weed and then I left my, and the place smells like an armpit anyway. Weed is dressing up the place. And then this person, like, I could see that someone from the front desk like came. And I was in the very far end of this place. I think they saw me blowing it out the window. That's how they knew. And then they came and they stood outside my door. And I had already left to go to the gym. So I passed this person who was going to reprimand me in the hall. And then I waited and I was like, I bet they're going to my door. And then they just stood outside my door like angry. And I'm like, charge me the $250. I don't care. When I'm going through spurts of smoking pot, I always just go, they're like, there's a $250 smoking fee. And I go, charge it. Let me just smoke him. Like, it doesn't linger. And I know people are like, that is rude. It lingers. Then ask to switch rooms. I do it all the time. I got to a smoking room the other day that smelled like cigarettes. I asked to change rooms. I'm sorry. I paid the extra $250. Let me do it. I have an addiction. So I almost got in trouble. And the whole time I'm on the treadmill, like at the gym, I'm like, there's going to be cops there when I get back. And then I'm like, wait a second. It's legal here, recreationally, medicinally. Also, please arrest me for weed. I've been arrested 3 times already for it. Do it again. I need a little bump in the press. That would be amazing to get arrested. I had like a good face that day. I was like, I'm mugshot ready. I was like practicing the face I would make, which was really. And I was like, oh, this is going to be good. But that's how much my mind spins. And then I got back to my room and there was not even a note there. So I was fine. And the room didn't smell. So what was I going to say about? We sang the anti-hero song. And then I was realizing that like people aren't getting the song. Like they're not hearing the lyrics. They're not understanding why the song is so good. And then because the song is about being depressed, even though like, one of my favorite Taylor Swift songs lyrically because she really admits to being a narcissist. She admits to being depressed. She admits to like second guessing herself all the time. And this is Taylor Swift. And I feel like she's really letting us in on some demons very specifically and that we can all relate to. And it's just catchy as fuck. You can't deny that. And so I felt like, oh, there's lots of jokes I have that relate to these like lyrics. And so in between the lyrics, I would tell jokes to justify
it. What do you think that verse is about? You also feel what?
I also feel like I shouldn't be singing, and I feel like bad that people are like, I paid to see comedy, and she's just like doing karaoke. Like, this is rude.
No, you're so good.
It's fine, but it's not what I'm known for. So I also feel like I still have to dress it up. Like, I care about people spending their money to see what they paid to see, and they did not pay to see me sing. That's another thing that some of them may do that, but that's not what these people paid for. So I feel indulgent.
So you're like an hour and a comedy. Half, though.
Yeah, but still, that could be 5 more minutes of comedy that someone wants. And that could be the story they tell themselves. If they don't like one thing about my act, they could say, and it was really indulgent, she sang a song. They always use something. Again. They remember the thing. I went to go see a comedy show last night. What do I remember about it? The lows. I remember the high highs and the low lows. I know what people do psychologically when they go see a show. They remember the best thing and they remember the worst thing, and everything in between, they kind of just forget. So wait, what were you going to say, Anya? What was your question?
What was that verse about? Do you think that Taylor Swift, where she's talking about her nightmare of, you know, her future relatives fighting?
I have this dream. My daughter-in-law kills me for the money. She thinks that I left them in the will. My family gathers around to read it, and then someone screams out, she's laughing up at us from hell. Well, the whole thing is about like, she's like kind of like, I'm the problem, it's me. And then she has this dream where in the end she admits that she's probably gonna have cunty children, nepo babies that are like gonna use her daughter-in-law. Like, whoever marries her son or daughter, whoever marries her son or daughter, if her daughter's gay, is going to end up killing her. And then, and she doesn't say nightmare, she says she has a dream. And then in the dream, she's already planned ahead, knowing that she's going to be betrayed. And she has it in her will that all of her money goes to her cats. And that's in the sketch that Mike Birbiglia is in the actual video. But yeah, they read the thing and they're like, oh my God, she's fucking laughing at us from hell because we thought we were going to get money. And in the will, they don't get anything.
Oh, so, but like, the cat part never makes it into the song, right?
Yeah, but I think it is inferred that my family gathers around and reads it. And then someone screams out, she's laughing at it. Like, as they read it, they're like, oh, she's fucking laughing at us. Like, she got the last word.
Right.
So it's almost about, like, she can never trust anyone. Even her children, she won't end up trusting. And they're going to betray her. And because it's like when I heard that there's a celebrity I heard that leaves stacks of money laying out. I think she may have said it in her documentary, but in case she didn't, I don't want to out her. But she gave me some pots and pans recently, if you want to know. And this person used to leave out stacks of thousands of dollars. And then, and her boyfriend's like, she'd let them, and then she'd count it later to make sure that none of them skimmed some from the top. Because she was always knew someone was going to betray her. I'm glad that I'm not like that. I think that would be a sad place to be. I probably get stolen from all the time, but I don't know it. Unless it was egregious. And I just feel like sometimes my mom is like, you have a lot of people working for you. I have stashes of cash in my apartment that you would never find because I can't even fucking find them because I just forget where I put cash. And it's in my mom's head to like hide your cash, even though I would just leave it out. I mean, when Taylor came to my house to redecorate it, she was like, you have so, I know this is like Nikki's bragging about having so much money day on the podcast, but I had so much cash she couldn't. And I'm not saying this to be like, I don't think about things like, I don't remember. And then she's paranoid that, and I'm like, just, and so I will write numbers next to it so people think I know how much money it is, but I don't actually count it. Because if I saw a bunch of cash and I wanted to steal some, but I saw a number written next to it,
yeah, like seven, I would go, four, this person's two, monitoring three. Me.
And also I have so many cameras from when I go on the road. Noah, you've sent me so many cameras that I've smudged or whatever that I accidentally found one in like a sock drawer because I had just, you know, come back from the road and emptied my socks and I forgot that I put it in the socks because I wanted to protect it and not get it scratched. So I found one in my sock drawer the other day and I put it up on the like shelf just to get it out of the way and remember it was there. And then Taylor was like, it's cool that you got cameras in there because I was like, I do not have cameras in my, I don't, that would be so weird if I had cameras everywhere. I'd never want to be that kind of person, but it does work. You just put up decoy things. So last night I had such a fun night. I went to see Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock at the Enterprise Center, which is the same place I went to go see the Blues game a couple weeks ago. And I was getting back in town. I was so tired. I have done a comedy show every single night for the past millennia. And I'm like, do I really want to go to one? But I've never seen Chris Rock live. I mean, maybe at the Cellar when I was like passing through to go to the bathroom. But generally when he came by the Cellar, it would be so packed down there. And I don't really care about watching stand-up being worked out. I kind of want to see the final thing. I'm not like that interested in the process. And I know how clunky it can be, especially for really famous people. They get away with so much that they can make it, like, there are many stories I think of people seeing Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, Louis, like greats, and being like, Or Seinfeld even. I remember in Seinfeld's documentary, you see him go up and he bombs terribly in the 90s. When he was Seinfeld, he bombs. And so, because it's just, it's so new material and it's uncomfortable to watch. And I think there's people out there that are like, Chris Rock sucks because they saw him one night when he was like, but then, you know what they do? They always go, I'm working on new stuff. And then that gives everyone a go. Whenever you see a comedian that has a tour that's like working it out, or no offense, Mike Birbiglia, or like new jokes, like it's always a defense mechanism because they know it sucks, which is true. But you don't see musicians go like half-assing it tour. You know what I mean? Like it's, and comedians do this. I do it. Anytime a joke doesn't do well and it's new, I always go, well, that's new. Because I have to like let people know, I don't worry, I don't think that's good yet. Anyway, they were great last night. We went to the Enterprise Center. We got, you know, Matt wrote on my behalf to people that were working at Matt, you know, Anya's fiance. He's my tour manager. So I was just at the Stiefel Center in St. Louis, which is connected to the Enterprise Center. It's the theater like connected to it. So he wrote to people there, got me tickets. And And they fucking did the same blues treatment that I got. Private parking, backstage, like,
area.
I went with Chris. And so we went together. He picked me up. He was going to spend $600 on tickets. He was like, they're $270 each. And I'm like, no, we are not paying for comedy in this economy. And so I was like, we're not doing it. And so thankfully we got hooked up. And now I know I can just go to fucking any show there. And
yes, get you should Disney be doing this. You're still King acting Brown. Like I don't Nikki Glaser circa 2000 too.
Well, it was nice. And Good. Then we got to be in this private area. And Chris Rock was great. He went on first.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering how it was going to go, but it seems like every night it's Chris Rock and then Chappelle. Chappelle was running late because his plane got had issues, so they almost moved the show. They almost called the show at like 6:30. It started at 7:30, and they were like, we might just move this to Thursday because he's not going to make it. So he was super late, and everyone was fucking pissed off because everyone has to put their phones in those yonder bags. So everyone is losing their minds that, like, and then they sent the opener back up in between Chris Rock and Dave, which is just not how it's done. Like, I felt so bad for Rick Ingram. Shout out to Rick. He, like, killed it. Like, it was a hell gig going back up there after everyone had already, we saw Rick Ingram, then Donnell Rawlings, then Chris Rock, and then Rick Ingram comes back up, and it is 11 o'clock at night, and we're like,
oh my God,
let's do it's a Sunday night too, you know. So he did a really good job though, and the crowd loved him. But during Chris Rock's set, there was this woman sitting next to us in the Bomberito booth. Thank you so much to Bomberito team. They're like a car dealership. We were in a nice, you know, section. There's this woman sitting next to us who's clearly drunk, green sweater girl. And she's probably in her late 20s, early 30s. And she's drunk. She's wooing at bad times. You can tell she's like only knows Chris Rock because of his name and like the slap and like just not a comedy fan whatsoever. I couldn't tell if she was just a date of this guy or like his woman, but I'm guessing they've just been dating a little bit. She keeps wooing at all the wrong places. She's drunk. Her woos are so loud. They through a hockey stadium, you can hear him. And they even give an announcement. DJ Trauma, I think is his name, the guy that DJs before the event. He before Rick Ingram comes on, he says, don't shout out anything. You're not helping the show. There's no question you can ask that they want to answer. Shut up. Like, he literally, yes. But he says it in a nice way. He's like, don't shout anything. It does not worth it. You're going to get kicked out immediately with no questions asked. I found out that not only do they get kicked out if they say anything, which they didn't to the girl that was wooing the whole fucking time, but she was in the Bomberito booth, but the yonder bags, girls will take their nails and rip out the seams to get at their phones. Like, people can't stand, they will cut them.
They're like rats.
They can't stand not having their phones. They're losing their goddamn minds. We got all this intel, but so this girl is just wooing and just like, yes. Uh-huh. Oh my God, I love pizza. Like, he'll mention the word pizza and she'll like grasp onto that word. Like, every second was like a new thing. And then he says something about like guys shitting on Nancy Pelosi's desk. He's doing a bit about January 6th. And he's like, you dress like that just to shit on Nancy Pelosi's desk? Something like that was his joke. Everyone laughs. And she goes, as they should.
Oh no.
As they should.
Oh,
and
God.
Nikki can't take that. Nikki's not gonna. So Chris puts his hand on my knee because he sees me going crazy. And I go, as they should. And she is 2 feet from me. There is only an aisle between us. So we're both on the ends of the aisle. And she goes, as they fucking should. And she gets up and walks over to me and tries to get in my face to start something. And Chris gets leaps out of his chair. And gets in between us. And I told him, don't you ever do that again. I go, all I said was as they should. I didn't get in her face. I didn't say you fucking dumb cunt like I wanted to say. I didn't say you drunk piece of shit. I didn't say anything. I said as they should. You think people should and all I wanted to say was, who's Nancy Pelosi? Why don't you like her? What has she done? Why don't you like her? What is even her title? What did she do? Like, I wanted to just quiz her. That would have been it. But I would have loved for her to punch me in the face. I would have loved it. So later, as soon as this happened, she calms down, sits down. But I'm like, oh, I can't even focus. I'm fired up because I almost just got assaulted. And it really was avoided by Chris doing that. I think because I just wrote Chris being like, I'm going to talk about this on the podcast. Do you think she would have hit me had you not gotten in the way? And he said, quote, maybe, who knows? To actually hit someone takes something extra. She'd have definitely gotten ornery and in your face. I think she was drunk enough to hit me. I really like all it took was me going, and I didn't go like as she should in her face. I was just,
to yourself.
I just said it to myself. I go as he should, and so then I am just on fire. My body's on fire. I can't even focus. I can't even like listen. I'm like so ready to fucking get into it with this girl. I mean, I am. I look up for a ponytail because I don't want her to pull my hair because I am ready to go. And I know this bitch will pull my hair. No questions. My hair looked amazing last night. It was like long. Like I knew she would run for it and just tug me down. Cause my goal was when we left to say something really snide and then duck out, and then we're gone. And I thought, oh, she'll grab my ponytail and fucking yank me to the ground as soon as I do that. So I put it in a ponytail just so she wouldn't grab a little piece and then rip it out,
Right.
So I'm gearing up and I go, Chris, I go, babe, I have to say something. I cannot, because she kept doing it. She didn't realize Chris Rock is making fun of her. And at one point, Chris Rock even made mention that there's probably white supremacists in the building. People who literally are at a black performance and they are white. There's at least a couple. And I remember thinking, there's probably not that like white power people. And then they go, yes, there are. She is right next to me. And then I think it was Donnell made the joke maybe about the white supremacists. He was like, they're not down here like in the good seats. They're up in the nosebleeds because they're fucking stupid. And I go, no, they're not. Aww. They're in the bomberito box because they're rich. These people, this woman had a VIP seat and she's saying shit on Pelosi's desk. And by the way, she doesn't even know. I guarantee you she has no idea what Nancy Pelosi does. I mean, this woman is a fucking grade A moron. By the way, I couldn't tell you really what she does either, but at least I'm not saying shit on her desk. I'll admit my ignorance. I do know what she does, and I'm not going to say it here because it might be wrong, but I believe she's the Secretary of State, yes. Right? No. Okay. No, I met her. No one deserves to have their desk shit on.
You met Nancy Pelosi?
Yeah, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was awesome. So cool. It was so cool. And a lot of people are rolling their eyes right now because I know that we have listeners that are on the other side of things being like, yeah, they should. No one should shit on her desk. This woman was so disgusting. And my dad almost got into a fight with a Trumpy that he plays tennis with recently and like screamed in his face. And they almost got into fisticuffs about it because this guy was such an ignorant asshole. And it was also about smearing shit on Nancy Pelosi's desk because that's where it breaks down. If you think that's a good idea, you're a weird monster. If you think the shitting on someone's desk is a good idea, that's where we lose discourse.
She's the Speaker of the House. Sorry.
Oh, wait, really? That's what I thought.
Well, she's the former Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House now.
That's what we meant.
Oh, my God. That's so embarrassing. Secretary of State was, God, who's the Secretary of State? Will you look it up?
Secretary.
People are laughing at me so hard right now, and I deserve it. Anyway. Like I said, I don't know. I was going to tell you, I don't know what Nancy Pelosi does, but I know she doesn't deserve to have her fucking desk shit on. And so
she has some questionable stock trading things, but
who cares? Then go to jail. Don't get your desk shit on. And by the way, the desk shitting on is about being, people wanted her hung. People wanted to kill her. That's what that represents. And that's what that woman was all about, I could tell. So
what happened?
So I was telling Chris, I was like, I gotta say something. Like, I'm not gonna let this go. Like, this woman and the people next to us were hating her because she wouldn't shut the fuck up. She was howling and screaming through all the jokes. We couldn't hear anything, but there was no security in my section. So there was nothing to do. Any comedy show, she would have been thrown out.
Other people were in the box with you guys?
We were in the very back row. So, and down below was like a large drop off. So I couldn't see the people in the dark below.
So she could have thrown you down there.
No. It was just
any
like
part
the people
of
next
you afraid?
To me. No, not at all. Like I said, I would like to have a big wound on my face from being like, I got punched by a Trumpy. Like, bring it on. Because I would never start a fight. All I did was just ask her, as they should. And then, so then Chris goes, "You're a guest here. This is a, like, you don't want to make a scene." Like, yeah. You, and that was an important reminder. Like, I've got these tickets for free. I'm a guest here. This is someone's box. These are someone's seats that aren't here. Like, behave yourself. So what I did on the way out, she was drunk. You could tell her boyfriend was so embarrassed, but you could just tell it was like the Will Smith thing. Remember when Will Smith, he had to punch Chris Rock, because if he didn't, whatever was on the other side of Jada looking at him like that was going to be worse than what the repercussions of punching Will Smith. And that guy shushing his girlfriend was going, the repercussions of him shushing her were going to be worse than just putting up with her being a complete embarrassment to him. So he let her go, right? So I knew this guy was henpecked and in hell. He needed to know. So as I walk out, I'm like crossing right by them, and I can tell he's aware of me leaving because he knows I fucking hate her and I'm ready to start trouble. But I didn't. It was an hour and a half of sitting next to them after that incident, and I didn't do anything. I didn't shoot a look. I didn't go, "Oh God," I didn't do anything. I was just like, so then we leave, and Chris goes through the curtains to leave, and he's in the next room now. And then I'm just standing at the curtain, and I'm just staring at the guy. I'm waiting for him to look at me before I leave, and I'm just looking. Takes him 2 seconds because he's very aware that I'm there, and then he looks over at me, and I just go, and I look at her, I shoot a look at her, and I go, "Ugh," and I just give him a look like, "What the fuck are you doing with your life?" Like a long look of just like, "Ugh, no," and I did this like kind of cross like, "Eh," and then left, which made me feel so good because it was. Exactly. It's never going to get through to her, but at least I can save him. He needs to know, get away from this monster. Do not allow this anymore. Drop, yes. Leave her downtown. Find her own way home. But it was so enthralling. I love almost getting into a fight. I love when someone wants to fight with me.
It makes you feel alive.
I told Chris next time, never. If a Trumpy ever tries to hit me, you let them. And I know I will be like, "Why didn't you defend me?" I'm begging you right now. Don't get in the way. Please, I would love to get assaulted by someone crazy. And I know that sounds scary, but I've never been punched in the face. I can get punched in the face once by a drunk woman. I can do it, okay? Just let me have it. Thoughts?
I'm going to say no to the person listening right now who's mentally ill and is going to pull one of those things at the meet and greet. So please take everything Nikki's saying with a huge grain of salt.
No, you will be tackled to the ground by cops if you do it. But this is not me and telling any Trumpies to punch me in the face. I'm saying if it happens naturally, occurs naturally in
if you're
nature,
feeling the vibe, then do it.
If you're feeling my like libtard snowflake vibe, fucking clock me in the face and I won't do anything, but I'll defend myself. But you're gonna look like an idiot. You're going to look like an idiot, and I will prove that you're crazy.
I've had that.
But I'm a little crazy too.
I just love a fight sometimes when I feel like I'm right and they're wrong, and I just am. I know what you feel, the adrenaline coursing through your veins, or you're just like, bring it. I'm ready. I'm so ready, even though I don't know who the Speaker of the House is.
I mean, I literally said Secretary of State, and we all sat on that for like 3 minutes. Were like,
yeah, that's chilling.
And there, I cannot believe the reaction we're going to get from people.
Well,
who
do you want to
like,
know who the Secretary of State is?
We're
going to
get so many DMs between the time where we realize Secretary of State and Speaker of House, and then people are going to write us right after the DM, "Oh, you just fixed it." We know.
Yes,
we're
yes.
Morons. I even said before I said the wrong thing, I didn't know who she was. I
no
don't know her
title. No one
knows
who the Secretary of State is now.
Oh, yes, they do. I bet I would know it.
Okay,
if
go
you
ahead.
Gave me like 3 years right now. Wait, okay. Can you give me the first initial?
Yes, A. There's just no way you know.
Their first name is A?
Uh-huh. Do you know the gender?
No.
Okay.
Wait. The
what makes you think you'll know then?
Wait, because I've known the Secretary of State before. Hasn't the Secretary of State been Condoleezza Rice?
No.
The, I think Hillary well, was.
Right now.
Hillary was. Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Right now, who? What's the...
There's no way anyone here
what
will
are the,
know.
What are the initials?
A-B.
A-B. Austin Butler.
The last name kind of sounds like an involuntary thing that we all do.
Burp?
Here's what I'm doing when I'm flirting.
Bart?
What do I do when I flirt with a guy?
Blink.
Yes.
Blinken.
You still don't know.
Anderson Blink?
Anthony Blinken.
Never have heard of him in my life. That makes me feel so good. That there's no way that I would have ever conjured that. Have you guys heard of that name?
No.
Talk about not knowing things. This weekend, we met a state senator.
Oh, yeah.
For Illinois. What's his name? Michael Hastings. Yeah. State senator. Noah, how many state senators are there?
As many as there are states? Oh, actually, no, there's more.
There's two senators per state. And then the House of Representatives, it's like, you know, based on population or size of state or whatever.
But you
right?
have like local senators or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I didn't know that shit. So I meet this guy and he's a state senator. I'm like, I've never met a senator. This is so cool. I was like, I feel like I'm on Veep. I went up to him and I was like, what about this reform bill? Are we getting it passed? Like, I was so excited to be Veep for a second. And then Matt, on the way home, I was like, it's cool. How many senators have you guys met? This is pretty awesome. He's like, well, it's a state senator. I go, I know. There's two per state. That's like, there's only, you know, 100 senators. And he was like, no, it's a state senator. I go, what the fuck are you saying? And there is state senators because they have their own Congress or whatever per state. There's state senators, and then there's just senators. And I'm telling you, if you want to get a ton of political pussy, become a state senator, because no one thinks you're a state senator. They just think you're a senator. I didn't know there were separate senators. Anya, you didn't know either.
I'm confused. I don't know any of this. And so many people, I can feel your judgment.
We should know this.
I know, but.
But we were not educated properly. Well, you should educate yourself. I don't know. It's not going to stick. I'm
there are only two senators per state. There are 100 senators all in all. But does that mean that there are more? There are other senators? Or are those? Maybe he is important.
No, state senators are at the state level. So even the state has the senators you're talking about are for the United States. There's two per state.
And they're in Washington, D.C. And then there's the state ones who can come to your shows and see you because they're local.
Yeah. And there's probably two per county or something. I don't even know. But all I'm saying is, like, you would think. It would be like saying you're in Destiny's Child, but you were like auditioned for it or something. I don't know, or like you were the girl that was in it for like 1 week.
We were falling all over ourselves.
I was like, oh, senator. I'm sorry. I know it is a big deal, but I thought it was one of 100. I think how many state senators are there? And then we'll see how impressive it was. I was blown away at how dumb I am when it comes to politics. Someone said recently, there's some joke made about, no, I don't vote. I forget what the joke was. What?
Oh, I saw that too. Who was it?
Wait, where did we see that? Was that on?
It's nerdy. It was Karen Feehan.
Yes. Oh my God. We see this on the same clip. Oh, she was like, that's for nerds. Yeah. She was like, because she's like, I vote with my pussy now. Just kidding. I don't vote. That's voting's for nerds.
She was joking about her OnlyFans and how it's changed her voter status or something.
Money.
That was the joke.
Yeah, she has money now. She's a new tax bracket. It's changed how she votes. Yeah. I love it. Karen Feehan, comedian, does OnlyFans. Fuck yes. And she's making more money than all of us, probably.
I know. What are we doing with our lives?
I got to get on there and see what she's up to. I bet so many of her subscribers are just people who are curious. You know?
I mean, she's got a lot of good. I like her wares that she's peddling.
She's fucking awesome. She's badass. I was telling Chris about her last night, actually. I was like, oh, we got to look at Karen Feehan. You're going to love her because she's just like sexy and bold and fucking. Huh?
That's so funny. I was telling Avi about Karen.
What the fuck?
And it was yesterday.
K-E-R-R-Y-N for anyone who's Feehan, F-E-E-H-A-N. She's so funny. She used to be on You Up a lot when we did the Serious show. She's great. She's going to come to my show at the Beacon in New York and hang backstage. Just like no nonsense, nice, but like also really intimidating, so funny. And she does OnlyFans, so fuck yeah.
And she holds nothing back. Remember she had that breakup and we were talking about it on You Up and she told us every detail and how much she hated him. And she had just broken up with him like the day before. And then I think they got back together. She didn't what?
And she's sober too and she has Do Not Serve on her wrist.
Oh yeah, the tattoo.
Yeah, she's fucking great. I love anyone that is that bold and out there. I'm trying to be more so, but the more that I think of like just saying it like it is. I even get scared about talking shit about Gwyneth. I'm like, someday I'm going to meet her and be like, I love you. And be like, I hope you never see the episode from Tuesday, January 26th or whatever day it's going to be when this airs. Like, I do have those fears. But Karen doesn't seem to give a fuck. But yeah, have you ever been in a fight before? Have you ever gotten assaulted?
I feel like Noah has a yes on this.
Noah probably does it in training.
I do it in training. And I wanted to say that it's, you told the story about your dad getting into like an argument with his friend, mm-hmm. and you gave him very sage advice, which was, Dad, just drop it. It's not worth it. Because what happens to your cortisol levels and the stress that you put on yourself.
It's not worth it with his friends. And he's old. He can't take a punch.
I know, but it's never all taken of us. If you think about like how you feel after you get really angry, like did you feel really exhausted when you got home?
I felt invigorated. No, I felt like I felt good because I felt like I won because I got the last moment. But okay. After it, I was worried about Chris being embarrassed because I don't want him to think he has like a white trash girlfriend that's like trying to get in fights. So I felt, but you know what? Chris kind of likes when I get like that. I've only said it twice in my life where I was like, I said about Andrew Tate and I said about this other woman who was trying to like get in the way of our relationship. And I was like, I want to kick him in the fucking throat. I said that about Andrew Tate the other night. I was like, he's one guy that I would fear would be like, you're ugly and old. And I'm like, no, I wouldn't give a fuck. I want to kick him in the throat. I've never really wanted to be that violent to anyone. And then there was this other girl that I used to just joke with Chris. And I wasn't joking. I was like, I want to fight her. I'm going
to
fight her.
It's hard to fight. So what I was going to say, it's you get winded, like all this adrenaline comes up and it's great and you have this burst of energy, but then you are exhausted. It's mm-hmm. not like in the movies.
I mean, no one ever looks cool after a fight, but I like wanting to fight. I like that adrenaline, okay. I think. Yes. Of like, I'm going to fucking do it. I guess I don't really want it to happen, but I don't want to win a fight. I just want someone to punch me and then I look like the winner because I didn't fight back because I don't think violence is the answer. So I want them to prove what losers they are and then get arrested.
Okay. Yes.
And then have to like, she loses custody of her fucking child that I know she has and is abandoning and trying
She's
to find a new daddy for.
Training them to
poop
on people's desks.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I want. But it
if
felt
only you had
so
a,
good.
A copy of Alan Carr's book, you could have just dropped it in her lap.
She can't read. This woman was just the biggest fucking moron. And as someone who does not know who the Speaker of the House was or who Nancy Pelosi was, I admit I'm not the smartest tool in the fucking crayon box, but she was one of the dumbest people ever, and she was also so drunk. And here's this other thing I don't understand. If you're drunk, know that you're drunk. I used to be a drunk too, okay? When you get out of hand and you get too drunk, know that you're embarrassing. Have a little voice in the back of your head that says, you're drunk, you're embarrassing. When I used to get blackout drunk, I knew when the world started spinning, I knew I was embarrassing people. I knew I was embarrassing myself. And I would try to like crawl off and die alone in a corner. I would try to isolate myself from the mayhem. But people were showing up at shows this weekend fucking wasted and being like, Nikki, I love you! And grabbing me. One girl grabbed me so hard, her head slammed into mine.
Oh, yeah.
I felt concussed. She ran at me. She ran and was like, bestie! And I can't even believe she was a bestie. And shout out to you. Pick up that Alan Carr book. But she was so sweet, but she ran up, slammed my head, and then she grabbed my head gracefully, and she goes, I just want you to be more delicate with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. And I'm like, you literally just concussed me to the point that Matt, on your boyfriend, was about to call the security guard over. And like and afterwards, he was like, are you okay? And this woman told me to be more gentle with myself. I was like, the irony. Were you guys drunk? We'll get back from the break. I want to know, Anya, were you the kind of drunk that you were like proud and loud?
Come
what happened to being
these.
A really embarrassed drunk and knowing that, yes, I need this thing, but I'm also, like, I'm that kind of pothead. I know what I'm doing is obnoxious to others. I don't like blowing smoke in other people's faces. I'm very cognizant of how annoying my addiction is. What happened to being a little bit of a empathetic addict? Let's talk about that when we get back. Plus, Fanthrax. Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at donttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Like, the other day, I was engaging in some pot smoking with a friend, and they did not seem to care that there were people next to us that were going to have to breathe in the smoke. And I was like, no, we can't do this here. There's people right there. And he's like, but it's pot smoke. It doesn't linger. And I know I just said it didn't linger in hotel rooms. It really doesn't. You could give it a cleaning. It does not linger. Cigarette smoke is different. But in public, I don't like to blow plumes of smoke in people's faces. I'm very embarrassed of this thing that I need to do that's inconveniencing other. I know it's toxic. Any kind of smoke. Same with alcohol, like being loud or cigarettes, like just mindful of others. Did you, when you drank, you guys, and would get belligerent, were you aware of what a fucking mess you were and embarrassing?
Yes. I was aware, and you have to have appropriate shame, or you have to have shame, like some appropriate shame.
That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah.
It's just where's a little shame? Dose of appropriate shame. Like, oh, what did I do? The oh no's. The next morning I would be like, what did I do? But when you're drinking, it's always magnified. So you always think you are so much worse than you actually were. Mm. At least maybe women do. I don't know.
I think they don't know how bad it is. I think everything is amplified, but that's why people scream so loud, because your senses get dulled when you're drinking, because you get more dumb. I hate to use the R word, but you know the R word? You get more of that when you drink. So you're not getting more brave. You're not getting more brazen. You're not like getting liquid courage. You're getting more R, okay? That's what happens to your brain. It's closer and closer to being shut down. So that's why you're more like, I'm going to dance like an idiot and feel free to like celebrate and like live it up. It's because you're getting stupider. You know, like people that have mental handicaps and how they're a little bit more free with hugs and enthusiasm and they like things more and they scream what they like things. You know what I'm talking about? The things we can't make fun of. You know the enthusiasm that people that have mental handicaps have for life? That's you when you're drunk. There's no difference, okay? It means you aren't as smart. You don't have intelligence. You don't have a moral compass. Not a moral compass, but just... So that's why people scream, is like everything's deadened. Their ears are deadened. Their senses are deadened. I don't feel like... But I don't think the thing that went away, there was always a little bit of a glimmer in me, my little like... a little candle inside of me that was like, you're embarrassing right now. Because yes. I think I grew up seeing so much embarrassing alcoholism that I knew no matter what's happening, take it, just pull back a little bit, even though you feel like this is the right move.
That's why everyone who drinks wants everyone around them to drink.
Yes. Yeah. So that they can let that, so there's no witnesses.
Yes.
But now there's CCTV cameras and there's videos. That was the one way that I ever got someone in my life to quit drinking, was to show them a video of themselves when they were drunk. And they were like, and then they stopped for a really long time. Yeah, it gets people to stop. It doesn't last, but it is a quick fix if you need someone to like kind of get sober fast, is to show them how bad they are. Because you don't know. When you're drunk, you look in the mirror and you're like, I'm fucking hot, I'm entertaining, I'm sexier. Like, I've never felt better about myself than
when
I'm
drunk.
That's
why when I watch The Real Housewives, I'm always shocked that like months later, when they've had all this time to look back and watch the episodes, these women will, like Sonia, clearly has a drinking problem so bad. Mm-hmm. And then she'll just double down on it and be like, no, I was fine. I was having fun. Everyone needs to lighten up. It's like she does not have any
kind
of sober. I'm guessing
she's not watching the episodes. I'm guaranteeing
you. But they show clips. They'll be like, what was this all
about?
Yeah,
the reunions.
She's probably drunk when they show them. Yeah, I'm not kidding you. Like, I've been that way before with stuff where you don't want to see it because you're not ready to give it up too. You know, like you cannot.
Yeah, I think it takes a while.
But the problem is the only antidote to feeling terrible about how much you drank is what?
Drinking more drinking.
Yes, yeah, drinking more. That's all they have. You know, that's the only thing they can reach to feel better. They don't have good friends. They don't have a support system. They have a husband that's probably cheating on them. They don't. Their daughters fucking hate them. They have no. So when they're feeling anxious, they got to go to the thing. And it's so ironic because you're feeling anxious about the thing that made you feel anxious in the first. Like you have to. That's your safety blanket that's causing you the pain, and that's fucking addiction for you.
I actually have a Fanthrax about this.
Oh yes, Fanthrax.
You do? Let's get to it.
All right, great. Okay, let's get Lauren's take on this.
My sister.
Hi, Nikki and Noah. Oh. This is Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
I've been listening since you updates, and I just feel like I really need to say thank you to Nikki for always being so open and real when talking about alcohol in regards to your personal life and society as a whole. I was a heavy drinker for years, and I feel like you were kind of planting sobriety seeds in my head the whole time I've been listening to you. And then this past summer, when my boyfriend was hospitalized for a week because of his alcohol consumption, I felt like I had you in the back of my head and the advice and resources you have given on this podcast to help me sober up and to help him sober up. So seriously, thank you.
Oh my God.
Just a reminder to everyone out there, I'm young, he's young, I'm 25, he's 35. Yes, I have an old soul. but just a reminder that alcohol can really fuck you up even when you're young.
And
I think a lot of people don't remember that. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you.
Jack Daniels almost killed my boyfriend.
Oh my God. That's so good.
Dude, that's so awesome to hear. Thank you so much. And I think it's just good to have. That's why I do little messaging here and there, because it just takes some time sometimes for things to like get through. And even for me, like I fall back on stuff. Like no one's perfect. I was lucky enough to just not touch alcohol after I gave it up. But even if you're struggling to quit and it's not that easy for you, just keeping the ball up in the air of talking about how it's just isn't the answer to your problems and it isn't as much fun as you've convinced yourself it is, and all these things that are you unequivocally true about alcohol are nice to know. It's so, you're so inspiring to me at 25 to be done and to help your boyfriend through that. That's so fucking cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I hope he's doing well. It took me till 27 to say goodbye to it. And the more that I live, the more it just gets easier and easier, because it's just, you get pulled over, you don't worry about anything. You're never going to be drunk when you get pulled over. That's a whole thing. You forget someone's name. Don't worry. You weren't drunk. You don't have to feel like an asshole. You don't remember a story someone told you. You weren't drunk. It wasn't your fault that you don't remember. It wasn't an interesting story. Like, you don't realize all the things that the shame you carry around when you drink too much, of like, that you just are free from when you just don't have it as an option to like always shit on yourself about. So that's so cool, Lauren. Thank you for sharing that.
Okay. On one of the Reddit dumps, we talked about finding hair in food.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a response to that from Marissa. Oh,
it just made me gag
this
a little
is Marissa.
Bit.
Marissa.
Hi, Marissa.
I was just listening to your episode about the Reddit dump about the hair. And hair really doesn't gross me out at all. In mm-hmm. fact, something my partner, my girlfriend, hates and is literally so disgusted by about me is that I use my hair to floss.
No.
When there's no floss available.
You have strong hair.
Yes.
So just wanted to let you know that that is an option for those
my God.
Who aren't grossed out by hair.
This woman doesn't color her hair.
That is incredible. I bet she what kind of hair do you think she has?
Send us your hair.
Yeah, I want to see a picture. Yes, I need some new floss.
It's thick.
That is awesome. Because my hair would break immediately. Yes. And there have been times where I've thought, you know, maybe I could, because you get something caught in your tooth.
I've tried it.
That would be awesome. But I feel like then my hair would get caught in my tooth. And then I'd have a backup. There would be a bumper to bumper shit in my teeth. That is so funny. And I remember someone on some show being like, you think that's a bad first date? I once went out with a guy who leaned across the table and pulled out one of my hairs and started flossing with it. And I always, it's in some kind of movie or show I really like. And I always thought that is the worst line. No one would ever do that on a first date. But I guess someone on a first date with you could. But if they pulled out your hair, that would be insane. I always hated
killer.
That joke. It got me. I forget what it's from. I wish I could find the reference. But whenever it comes up, I'm always like, I'll ignore this joke. The rest of the show is amazing. All right. Next up.
Okay. Next up, we have Renee.
Hi, my besties. So I am a therapist, no brag. But I just wanted to say, based on your guys' conversations about, you know, worrying about what people think, if people don't like me, I have a rule for my clients, and that is, if you wouldn't take their advice, you don't take their criticism. I hope you can apply that rule. I also, all the gynecology talk, my doctor shared a story with me where she had a patient who was like in her 70s, and she was due for a pelvic exam or whatever, and she shows up and lays on the table and is all giggly, and my doctor, you know, spreads her open to get in there, and the patient yells out tea time and had put a tea bag up her pussy for my doctor to find, and just thought it was the funniest thing and couldn't stop laughing at herself.
What?
So
what?
I just had to share that because I mean, I can see
that's
my
really
life
funny.
Path going that way at 70 to shove tea bags up my cooter for a laugh. But
I mean,
anyway, I love you besties so much.
Oh,
keep doing what you do and take good
care.
You,
girl. Thanks, Renee. Tea bag. Like,
was it steeped or had it not been steeped?
I'm guessing that. Well, I'm guessing if she was in her 70s, that thing was dry as a fucking pair of fresh socks. Yeah, that is so funny. And it really, because I've been talking about when I pull out a tampon after, like, one time I have a joke where I talk about masturbating and I kind of forgot I had a tampon in, and then I wanted to like fuck myself. And so I had to pull out the tampon, and I didn't want to like walk into the bathroom before I masturbated. Cause you know, when you're ready to fuck yourself, you just want it. So I just set it on top of something on my desk.
You can say
on my like bedside table. I don't want to give away the whole joke. So I set it on top of something because I didn't want it like touching. But it's a bloody tampon that I like. But I was going to throw it away. Like, it's not like I was like leaving it there for like decor, right? But I said at one point in it, I go, I don't want to walk into the bathroom like holding like a dead mouse. And people laugh at that. That was a Sarah Lena line. She once said that a guy pulled out a tampon when they were like having, they were about to have sex. And he was like, she was like, it looked like he was like carrying a dead mouse. And I always thought that was funny. But now I have a new one of like a steeped tea bag. It's so funny.
Tea time.
And I bet she, I mean, that old woman had not worn a tampon for a while, so she just wanted to put something up there.
Oh my
and
God.
And I once, as someone who once put a gummy, a sugary gummy worm up my vagina to go pick up my boyfriend who I knew was going to finger me within seconds of getting in the car, and I knew he liked gummy worms and was probably hungry from his long trip across America, that I like a good vagina surprise. Like one of those little Kinder balls or whatever, or like inside there's a toy.
Those Swedish
like Kinder balls, and it, inside is like a little like toy. Lego Pikachu or something.
You're a fun girlfriend.
Yeah, wait, that was a fun.
How was his response?
I do some fun stuff. Final thought, Chris, and I have so much fun. I'm just like, gimme it. Like I do this thing where I'll just like try to grab his, you know, thing, and I just go like. But give it to me. Like, I want it. Like, I start, like, complaining. Like, this will be in public. And I'm like, but I want it. And he's like, but, like, what are you going to do with it right now? I'm just like, just give it to me. And I keep trying to get it. He also is tickled by, what kind of funny stuff have I done with, I mean, so much. There have been so many. I oftentimes, like, early on in our relationship, I, like, was naked under this, like, robe thing because we met when I was doing a TV show, and on this TV show we would get our hair and makeup done in these velvet robes, and then we would change it to our, like, you know, binding wardrobe. And one time I went to go meet him like somewhere in this building because he had worked there at MTV for a while, so he knew like all these like edit bays that were abandoned. We had just started sneaking around and fooling around. He was like, meet me on the 17th floor. And I went up there and he's like, yeah, so I'm going to show you this edit down here. And I was like acting like I was going to go look at a cut of a thing. And then we went in there and he thought I was going to have like clothes on underneath, and I opened up and it was like nothing. And so that's always been like a very thrilling thing, is where he thinks that I have clothes underneath something. Like the other day I met him in a garage to give him keys to my car, and I put on a trench coat because it was like the appropriate weather for it. And I put on this really slutty thing underneath that I had bought for the strip club surprise, you know, that I did in London. But it had arrived really late. It was Amazon. And it's like, Taylor was like cleaning my room and she goes, what is this? And it was just like a tangle of strings. And I'm like, oh, it's the slut wear I got. So I put it on once for him. It looked amazing. Like I was like, oh, this is great. So I went down there to give him the keys. And we got into like an argument, like while I was giving him the keys, and like it was just over something dumb, but we were just, it was tense, right? Like I was like, well, why would you say that? And he's like, but why would you say that? And so we're like in the middle. And so it's at a point where it's like, we have to go. And he's like, okay, well, I guess I'll see you tomorrow. And I go, I want it. I have a surprise for you. And he's like, what? And I'm like, just like there's, I'm dressed all slutty underneath this. And he's like, wait, what? And I was just going to flash him like in my parking garage. And he's like, you are? And I go, can I just show you? And he's like, I think it'd be better when we're like feeling better. And I go, and no, he goes, I think it'd be better when we could actually like touch each other. Cause he couldn't spend the night. He was like, what about when we can actually like do something with it? And I go, but just like now, please. And he was like, really? Like, I think it'd be better. And I go, just for your spank bank. And it was so good because it got him out of like whatever mood he was in. He was like kind of mad at me, probably. I was mad at him, but he was like annoyed with me. And it just like cut him out of it because I go, it was for your spank bank. Meaning like you can think about it later and jerk off. And then I just like unbuttoned it and like opened up and he was like, that is really good. And then we just parted ways. It was like a drug deal, but where I just show him like a tit. Do you have little fun things like that ever? Like just like horny jokes?
No. And this makes me feel worse about myself.
You probably can't think of them because you're like have privacy in your life.
No, I don't think I have any. All mine are like goofy, like just twerking in the kitchen out of nowhere.
That's cute.
I just had one the other day. Like, I'll just say something to Avi and then I'll just like really quickly, I'll be like, oh, and then you're going to come in my face later? And he's like, what?
Yes! 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 That's so good. And then like casually, like we'll go to Home Depot and then we got to plug in that new, you know, the new faucet and have that installed, and then you come on my face, like
yeah, like that. Exactly. And I'll say it real fast.
God, that's so fun.
I'm trying to think of, I had another one. I always just after sex, I'm like, oh God, that was good. I'm always just like, mommy likey. And he's just like, stop it. I'm just like, oh God, I feel like I just gave birth. Like, I'll just say weird shit that he's just like, I don't even know what any of that means. But it's obviously like, I'm just like, kind of, mommy, I'm like, five stars, formidable performance. I'm just like, call Siskel and Ebert, because that's one's getting in the books. Like, I just say weird shit. But it's like, it's, and I have, I screenshotted, whoever makes our stills for the YouTube video, bravo. They always look so good. And the other day they had Chris's, and I was like on my YouTube looking at my new, you know, the new videos put up, and I saw Chris's face and I was like, oh, that guy's fucking hot. And I was like, it's mine. And it was so nice. And then I sent him a picture and I go, we have a problem. There's like too hot of a guy on YouTube and we have to pull this video. So, and he was like, loved it. Thank you. And I was like, I'm not kidding you. Look at this. This is not okay. Things need to change around here. I was just getting mad about how hot he was. And then I put that, I screenshotted that still, and it's now my
it's in your
my
spank bank. Plate.
It's on, it's now my spank bank. It's on my phone.
Oh,
it replaced Leon, Sarah Lena's baby, and because his face just looks so cute. And we didn't even talk about how into his fucking hair, how sexual it is to me when he was on, but it was good. It was so fun. Well, so this has been the show. FanFex was amazing. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for coming to shows. This week, I'm going to be in New Haven, Connecticut. And then I'm going to be in New York City at the Beacon Theater on Saturday. Tickets available still to each shows, I think, but they are running low. So if you want to go, and also if you want to do a meet and greet, just message me in my DMs and let me know. And then just announced, I'm doing a kind of, I don't think you'd call it a residency, but I have four weekends of dates with David Spade in Las Vegas at the Venetian. And that is so exciting.
I'm coming.
Pre-sale for that started today on Tuesday.
Shit.
And you can get the link at my... So, like, if you want to plan a trip to Vegas, plan it around these shows. I want to do shows with David Spade the rest of my life. So, please, let's sell these out. So, it's me and David Spade April 28th and 29th, June 30th and July 1st, September 29th and 30th, and November 17th and 18th. So, get your gals together. Get your guys together. Come out and see us in Vegas. Pre-sale is on now. You can find that at my Instagram. And don't be ke and
Jack Daniels.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's betterhelp.com.